It was the deadliest tornado in nearly 60 years. 126 people are confirmed dead after the storm on Sunday in Joplin, Missouri. And more than 200 remain missing this morning. The city issued a list of those who were still on the unaccounted for list yesterday. And people like Robert Bateson Jr. are still searching.
He's got the name, his last name, in Old English script tattooed across his stomach. He's blonde, blondish gray, bald, and at first, when you first look at him, it doesn't look like he has any hair. He's got a mustache, gray mustache.
That's Robert Bateson Sr., 70 years old, can't drive alone from his home in Tennessee to Joplin to search for his son, but he hasn't given up hope.
We've contacted all the hospitals. We're going through them again. We have a list of all the hospitals and getting fax numbers and an email, if possible, to send pictures of Rob and a description and so on.
At this point, 232 names are on the missing persons list. There's still some hope. Already a dozen of those people have been found since the list was released yesterday, and officials say they assume most of the people on the list are alive and well, and we certainly hope that's true for Robert Bateson Sr.'s son.
If he called me right now, I don't know if I could hold it together. I love him so much. Every time I've talked with him, I love you, Dad. And all those conversations come back to you and ring in your ears.
Robert Bateson Sr., just one of the people still searching for loved ones after the tornado in Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. Joining us now, Pastor Mark Clements from the Forest Park Baptist Church. Pastor, that's the kind of person you've probably been talking to all week long, somebody dealing with uncertainty and not knowing.
That's absolutely right. We've had folks like that come through our doors and looking for people, and also folks that have also had the finality of their son has passed away, or they've lost their home, or they've lost their business. It's been a tough week, or sometimes both. They've lost their home and their business. So it's certainly been a tough week, but we've also seen God's greatness poured out through so many folks that showed great love towards the city of Joplin and their people.
It's a different kind of counsel, though, I would assume, Pastor Mark Clements, that you give to someone who is dealing with grief over something they've lost, as opposed to someone who is still in the excruciating position of not knowing, who is afraid to have hope and also afraid to give in to fear.
Sure. Absolutely.
So
and
what do you tell them?
Hold out hope that there is, you know, maybe a chance that they're somewhere, they were somewhere else, or they got to a shelter. I know of a family that we were praying Wednesday night for them because we've gotten report that they're one of their family members had not been found, and he was in charge of a group home, and some of the folks in that group home had been killed, and we had not, but they hadn't found him. And we prayed, and then we got home, and later on Facebook, we saw a post that they had found him at the hospital, and he was in such critical condition. They didn't, you know, first recognize, I guess they couldn't recognize who he was. I guess they couldn't get to the families, but that they had contacted his family and told him that he was safe. So, you know, certainly he's not out of the woods yet, but he's on his, hopefully on a way to recovery. And so there are stories like that. And, you know, we hear stories of a family, their 12-year-old son, was all they know was he was taken to a hospital. And they still have, as that last report I had heard, they haven't found him yet. They're checking all the hospitals, but they've sent so many kids, so many folks to different hospitals, Tulsa, Kansas City, Northwest Arkansas, Springfield, Missouri. And so it takes a while to track it down.
That's Pastor Mark Clements with the Forest Park Baptist Church. More than 50 families in that church lost their homes in Sunday's tornado. Also with us, Frank Morris, news director for Kansas City Public Media. And Frank, there actually is a great deal of hope for people whose loved ones are on this list, right? City officials say they're most likely alive.
Well, yeah, it's because a lot of people are turning up. I mean, as Pastor Headley said, these people were shipped out to hospitals in four states. They were spread out all over the place. A lot of them left with no ID. A lot of them left unconscious. You know, some of them are still probably unconscious or in a coma. They can't communicate with people. So, you know, when you say found alive and well, you know, they may not be well, but a lot of these folks are still alive. And a lot of people just didn't realize they were on any kind of missing list. Talked with several people who turned up on missing lists and had no idea that people were looking for them.
So I assume that would explain earlier in the week, as recently as Wednesday, we were reporting that officials said there were 1,500 people missing. So that's a big drop to go from 1,500 to 230 or so.
Yeah, the state of Missouri put 60 investigators working apparently around the clock trying to clear some of those numbers. On Wednesday, they stopped talking about it at all and stopped giving a figure for how many people were missing. We got a figure of 700 from the local radio station, kind of heroic local radio station, Zimmer, that's been broadcasting wall to wall since before the storm and has been sort of a clearinghouse for missing people. So I think that maybe the 1,500 number was a little bit stale by the end of Tuesday anyway.
All right, that is Frank Morris. He's news director for Kansas City Public Media. Pastor Mark Clemens, before we go, from the Forest Park Baptist Church, if you were speaking directly to the people of Joplin, Missouri at this point, what would you say to them today?
Take hope. God is good. And that he is going to rebuild this city through the strength of, I believe, so many, not just right here in Joplin, but throughout the world. And we've already seen our church has got 17 truckloads coming today of folks, things, their materials to help rebuild. But God is good, and he's going to rebuild our city in due time.
That's Mark Clements, pastor at Forest Park Baptist Church. He's talking about the rebuilding effort in Joplin, Missouri. And in the meantime, there's still more than 200 people missing. As you heard, most of them are expected to be alive at this point. You can check out that list that the city officials have made.